Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You have tuned in ever so wisely to America's Home for Conservative, Not Bitter Talk. It's my pleasure to be with you today. A little bit different format, I guess, for today. I have a special guest who we've mentioned on this program in the past several weeks. Her name is Shelby Campbell. She's running for U.S. Congress in the state of Michigan, 13th District in the Detroit area. I'll give you a little bit of background on that conversation. I want to get her on and get to talking with her as soon as we can here. And I appreciate her joining us. You know, I got to tell you, it is amazing to me the number of people who say, you know, that they have big comments to say on social media, provocative things. And when I approach them about it, which I do from time to time, and say, hey, why don't you come on and we'll talk about it? They run for the hills. Shelby did not do that. So I truly appreciate that. And so that's what we're going to get to this morning. Before we get started, though, my friends, let me remind you, program brought to you in part by our friends at Salty. Salty is an all-natural product that can help your cholesterol levels get in check. In fact, it's been proven by science. The science is spoken here, and it lowers cholesterol, may be able to do the same thing for you. If you've got high cholesterol, a family history of heart problems or high cholesterol, consider taking Solti. I take the product, you can too. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd's going to save you 50% and get you free shipping on that order. All right, let me give you a little bit of background and then I'll bring Shelby on here in just a moment. So we talked about this and I'm going to let her respond to all this stuff. But a couple of weeks ago, in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination death, Shelby went to a TikTok, I think. It may have been X. I don't know. It's been lots of places now because people have duetted it or used that clip and so forth. And she said, quote, I'm not going to play the clip here. I'm just going to read what she said. Very short video. Hey, MAGA, how bad does it hurt that Jimmy Kimmel is back, but you guys can't get your person back? And then she followed it with a laugh. I don't know if that was hers or some audio from somewhere else. She was referencing Charlie Kirk's death. I reached out to Shelby via email. It was late one night. And I got to be honest, I didn't think she would respond. She responded almost immediately. And she said that she was interested in having a conversation. And I said, that's great. Let's set something up. And she put me in contact with her campaign manager, who was a little bit more reluctant, saying that he didn't know that Shelby was, you know, was ready from the campaign's perspective to talk about this. But I heard from Shelby again, and she said that she wanted to talk. And so she's coming on the program here today. Shelby, welcome to the Todd Huff Show. Did I summarize that correctly? Anything you would add just regarding how I set that up?
Hi, thank you again for having me on here. But no, you said it perfectly. I'm sitting at my kitchen table where I made the video. I can't say I regret it because I have all this attention. I know it's not good, But now, like, look, I wouldn't have had this opportunity if I wouldn't have made the kind of, I guess I can say, trashy video, as everybody else has said. And no, that was me. It was my little dark humor laugh at the end. Not very proud. Not very proud that everybody has seen, but what can I do now?
So, you know? Shelby, walk me through that. And I don't want to belabor this. I actually mm-hmm. appreciate what you just, I truly do. I mean, we come from, I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian. You're on the, I let you define where you fall, but you're on the political left somewhere. But I do appreciate that. So what was the thinking behind, I mean, because I know you said that this was,
it was dark. None. Absolutely none. It was like 6:50 in the morning at my house. I'm just bored. I like to just talk crap and like make dark jokes. And I know that people don't like to joke about death, and I don't either. Like, when I saw that he had been assassinated, I made a video and I was like, this is terrifying. Like, he's my age. And I think that's why it hits like differently for me, because I went to school with a lot of boys like Charlie Kirk. Like, that's, like I said, my age, my demographics, white, male, Christian, conservative. And it was very hard. Like, I was bullied a lot, and I don't know. It was just a different environment. And now that I've left that, I see it for what it is. And I don't know. It's not all like that. Not everybody is mean, but it's just, I don't know. I grew up with boys like him, so I guess I have a different perception of him.
Okay. When you say like him, you've owned it. I appreciate that. Now, you said you don't regret it because it's gotten you attention, which I understand the marketing or the promotional side of that.
Yeah. But
do you regret? I mean, I think about as well, and I don't want to rake you over the coals over this. I don't, but I think about, you know, grieving widow, children. I mean, you have children. I think I saw on your website.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I mean, you regret it for, well, I'll let you speak for yourself.
For people like, okay, for people looking at me like I am an insensitive, like witch, devil, as everybody has been saying, I'm not. I've just seen a lot of dark things in my life. Like I said, my best friend's dad passed away when she was like 11, and she always makes jokes about it, you know? And I'm like, well, at least your dad's dead, so he can't talk to you. And like, we just make jokes. And that's literally what we do to get by in life, because there's so much darkness out there. We've all seen it. People genuinely like, or generally project what they have experienced in life. And I guess that's just how I've been raised, to like laugh through the pain, because we've just seen some stuff. I don't know if I can swear on here. I don't know if how we're doing
don't
that.
Don't swear. We're on 23 radio stations. I'll get in trouble. But
okay. There we go. Good.
So, okay. So I want to go, you made a comment there, and I do want to dig a mm-hmm. little bit on that. You said that you grew up with people like Charlie Kirk. And mm-hmm. it sounds like maybe you said that you were bullied or something. Maybe tell me a little bit about your experience, I guess.
I grew up in Rockton, Illinois. It is like primarily white. Like when you look at the demographics, it doesn't even have like black on there. And now I live in Detroit. It's a whole different environment, and race, it does have an effect on it, but it's just culturally. It's not, oh, like one person acts like this because of that, like their skin color. It's culture too. It's like where everybody's grown up and how they are raised. So like these boys are more conservative. So growing up, I don't know how to say it. Like they would like pursue you and then be the one to call you names if you took an interest. And it's just, that's just what it seems like. It seems like people preaching things that they don't follow behind closed doors. I don't know. When I saw the video of Charlie Kirk saying like C-H-I-N-K, like calling somebody that, that reminds me of the boys I went to school with. Like they didn't think they were racist. Neither did I back then. But we had a lot of viewpoints that, from a person of color, like listening to us, it's so racist. And we don't think it because we are not used to being a minority ever. And now I am. So I have just learned to perceive things differently by environment. And like I said, Charlie Kirk reminds me a lot of where I came from. And it wasn't so like my dad and my brothers. It was like the boys that I went to high school with. Like a lot of them now are Donald Trump, like MAGA lovers. And they're still kind of mean to me. And it's like, I don't understand why you guys think I'm this awful person. I've went to law school. I finished half of that. I'm going to get my master's. I worked on the assembly line. I've bartended. I was a CNA. Like, I have walked through so many walks of life, and like, people still want to be mean to me from high school. And it's like, why are you guys so mean still? It's like, be nice. Like, we were all just kids, grow up, enjoy life, and be kind. So I know it kind of sounds hypocritical when I'm talking because of my mean Charlie Kirk thing, but it's genuinely how I feel. And I don't know. I just went on a tangent.
That's all right. I know it helps explain some thinking. I'm on with Shelby Campbell. She's running for Congress, Democratic candidate, 13th district in the state of Michigan in the Detroit area. So how would you define your before I ask that, you'd mentioned you've alluded to racism a couple times. Is it your contention or belief that, I mean, I'm a conservative. In fact, the tagline on our program is conservative, not bitter. You and I have maybe more in common than we realize with the way we were raised. My dad was a UAW member, local 933 here in Indianapolis. So I was raised in a Union Democrat home, not a leftist home, not even a liberal home, a conservative Democrat home. But they voted Democrat because of, you know, because they thought that Republicans were trying to get their jobs and that the Democrats were protecting them. And basically, that summarizes their thinking. But when you hear someone say they're a conservative, I mean, you've used the word racism. Do you? Is that inextricably linked in your mind? Do you think I'm a racist, Shelby? I mean, what's the thinking when you hear that?
No, and I genuinely, like I said, I don't think people realize it because you haven't analyzed it in a different, like, viewpoint. You just look at it from, you know, yourself. But, and that's exactly what I used to do too. But no, I don't think a conservative is just somebody that has more conservative values. Like, that's what it used to be. Like, Bush and Obama and like, or Mitt Romney and Obama, you know, those debates were beautiful. I love that. I know I was young, but I still watched it. And I don't think that, no, being a conservative does not equal racist. It's just like the make America great again. And you don't like define what you mean by that and just put a slap like make America great again. It's like, make America great for who? I agree. Make America great for everybody, though, where we don't go back in time when laws were put in, like we had to put laws in place to let people of color and women vote and have bank accounts. Like, so it's like, who was doing great then? Yeah, maybe white women were, if they were married to a white man, but like a person of color couldn't even buy a home in a neighborhood. Like when I was in law school and we were reading about property laws, like it literally said in the deeds, like you cannot have like a probably said Negro then, that you could not have them live in the neighborhood. Like it was in the deed, like you could not sell a house to that. And it really humbled me. So it's not that people are racist. They just don't realize that the things they believe in are rooted in racism, and you don't know it until you study it. And they don't want us to do that. Like in the South, I learned in college that they rewrote the history book. So it's like, oh, they really did like rewrite it so that it didn't seem as bad as it was. And that's why education is so important to me. I know I'm going on another tangent
I asked you, and that's helpful too. Can we, certainly we can agree, and I talk about this on this program a lot. First of all, I want you to know I didn't go to law school. I went to a pre-law program and decided not to pursue that path. But I can certainly, in my mind, recognize that there were things in America's past that are not good, that are reprehensible even. Slavery, of course, at the top of that list. Yeah. But can you just... And from a put aside your politics for a moment, just as a human being, can you see that maybe there are things that not included in this that are in part of America's history that maybe we've deviated from some of the foundational components of our history, the respect for the Bill of Rights and individual liberty, or do you just not see it that way at all? Because see, when I see Make America Great Again, of course, it is open some degree to interpretation, but I would also say to you, certainly hope and change was as well. But I would say, what is it that, is there a part of that that you can say, I can see where they're coming from, some of these things they want to restore? Because, I mean, Shelby, our culture is going to hell in a handbasket. Surely we can agree on that, at least in part.
Yes, taking all politics out of it as a person, like, that's why, sorry, drinking water. That's like, I don't try to talk about, like, liberal, Republican, conservative. Like, in the past, like, when I decided to run, I was like, I don't want to talk about that because it doesn't matter. We all have this, we all want the same things, like you said, like, freedom of speech. Like, we should all be able to say what we want and not have the media be, like, monitored, and, like, as long as it's being truthful, you know, and not steering us into war like my video was potentially doing, you know, until I said I was sorry for it, you know, like, I didn't ride on it and, like, be like, yeah, everybody, let's fight. No, I was like, guys, I'm sorry, like, let's get along, we want the same things. And I don't know, another tangent, but
so did you put out, I didn't see that, did you put out an apology video or something, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I okay. went on the news, actually, the okay. local news, and they had me send in a video. It was like Fox 2 or Fox 4.
Gotcha.
And basically what I said is, like, what I said was true, but or what I said was true, it was insensitive, but it's just like the irony with the political climate right now. It's just freedom of speech is being limited, it seems, and not respected on both sides. Like, both of us feel the same way. So it's like, why are we mad at each other? We agree.
You know, it's interesting, Shelby, you say that. So one of the things that we've done here in our family, a couple of years ago, we sold our house and we traveled the country for a bit to promote the show. We called it the Truth Tour. And as I've traveled the country, it's remarkable to me. I think, and I say on this program, I say that I think that 80% of this country, now there might be a little hyperbole here, but there's still truth here to what you said. I'm going to piggyback what you said. I think 80% of the country would agree with 80% of what I say on this program. Even people on the political left, I'm not talking about the radical extreme leftists who, you know, there are people out there that hate this country as founded, want to start from scratch, those are different people. There's problems all across the political spectrum, but I think there's a lot of people who would agree, and I'm interested to hear you say that. So I guess, where do you think that those areas of agreement are? And then maybe we'll talk a little bit about your politics in particular, but where do you think we can find agreement? It'd be nice. I mean, I don't want to compromise my principles. There's part of politics is you got to be tough and fight for this stuff in a nonviolent way, of course. But another part of this is, hey, sometimes we talk past each other. Sometimes we're so caught up in our tribes, so to speak, that we don't see that there is common ground. I actually wrote a column called Common Ground. What common ground do you see? Or am I wrong in that assessment?
No, I think we honestly agree on almost everything. It's just we have a different approach and how to get there. And the division that has been, like, put on us, like, throughout history just shows that, like, these people on top have always wanted people on the bottom to not agree and fight over things and not look at who is really in charge and who is in control of everything. Like, when I was in law school, as I said, you read cases and all it is rich people being petty and suing each other in court because they can, because they have enough money. So they're the ones that have literally made the foundation of our country. And if people just knew that, they would go to court more. Like, you can represent yourself pro se, at least in Michigan. I don't know. And it's amazing. But people don't know how much, like, power you have as a person. And it's because you don't have time to think about it because we're living in this capitalistic society. And I think before you called, I was thinking, like, I think your side thinks of communism and socialism as, like, the leftists think of capitalism. I think, like, they're both good, just have been implemented now, at least capitalism, by bad people that are in charge and not redistributing everything that we've done, like, succeeded with capitalism with. And, like, communism, I saw somebody, like, post about that, or socialism, and they were like, it's never worked. And I was like, yeah, because the China famine, I believe this is what my professor said. I can't remember. It was a few years ago, but don't quote me. I think it was 80 million people died in that famine when, like, they were a communist country. And It's not because they didn't have enough. He wasn't listening. And that's the issue that we still have. People on the top do not listen to the people on the bottom. And people on the bottom want to fight. It's just a whole circle of everybody blaming everybody when it's like, no, just look up. They're the ones in charge. That's who's doing it. Stop hating each other. There's more of us than there are of them. And I said that in class, too, because there's just such a gap in all of the sectors that everybody thinks that we're all so different, but we're literally all the same. It's just delivery and how you're raised.
So where do you fall on the political spectrum? You sound like you are not a fan of capitalism, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I am like it did great. Like, we can mass produce, and like and what I mean with the sectors, like when I was sitting in a classroom full of 20-year-old kids and I'm like 28 or something when I was there, they had no idea like how the assembly line worked. I was like, when I worked 10 hours at the Belvedere assembly plant in Illinois, we would build 618 Jeep. Jeep, was it the Cherokee? A Jeep, mm-hmm. 618 in one shift. And there was three shifts. That is so many cars. That's every day. I'm like, where is all this going? And they were like, wow. I'm like, yeah, we have succeeded. Like, we have enough stuff. Like, I think I saw on the news that we're like sending things places and then burning it instead of giving food to people. Like, why? It's insane to me. And it's disgusting. And we just all need to come together, and that's it. And this division really does need to stop. And I sound hypocritical because of how I'm here, but it's how I genuinely feel, and I love people. I want to get along.
Listen, I'm a Bible believing Christian, and I didn't know. In fact, I share with my listeners, I have no idea. I don't do many interviews. Tomorrow we have Eric Trump coming on the program, but we don't do many interviews by design, and I had no idea where this was going to go. I mean, all I had to go on was a few emails and, the video that I had initially seen, and I had no idea where this was going to go. But I think that people, especially if you accept responsibility, I mean, it was pretty bad, I think, what you did, but I'm not here to cast judgment. Welcome, little buddy. And that's fine too. We got kids here as well. But people are forgiving for genuine change of heart. So I'm happy to hear that coming from you. I have other questions for you. I'm getting up against the break here. Are you willing to stick around for the next segment, or do you need to cut, Shelby?
He's out here now kicking the ball, and I told him I would take him to go get sharks at the gas station, so you might fight us if I don't.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I'm out of time in this segment. Really quickly, in 30 seconds, I mean, tell me your political position, just what you're running on, just in a nutshell, 30-second campaign speech so that people understand your political perspective.
Okay, I want to get back to community. That means healthcare for all. We all deserve it. It should be a right. Housing should be a right. We just need to come together and focus on what is important, which is ourselves and our children. We need to get back to wanting to make the world great, I guess, or America great for everyone. And that is including the next generation. We've kind of gotten into this me, 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 and we need to get back to like we, if that makes sense. I guess I could end it on that. So
that's good. That's all the time that we have. I'm Shelby. I hope that you feel like you were able to say what you wanted to say on this program. I appreciate you joining us. And wasn't that bad, I don't think, was it?
No, actually, this is what I want to do. A little nerve-wracking, but this is exact.
Well, I've got to cut due to time constraints. I appreciate you joining us. That's Shelby Campbell running in Michigan's 13th District, Democratic candidates. Folks, I got to take a break. You're listening here to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. and we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. What did you think of that conversation I had with Shelby Campbell? Lots of things I wanted to talk about. She agreed to come on the first segment, so she didn't jump ship there. I just looked at the clock and thought, man, I didn't know as I was preparing for that interview. I mean, you got to put yourself in my shoes. All I know is that there's a person that's willing to talk with me that I think said some reprehensible things that needs to not happen, especially for someone running for office. These sorts of things shouldn't be said. She owned it. I mean, she owned it. By and large, I wasn't going to rake her over the coals continually over that. She seemed to basically, you know, apologize and turn from that. So anyway, but the point is, I didn't know if I was going to be on here with someone who was going to be defending that. And I was going to push to talk about, you know, why that shouldn't be acceptable. And then they would hang up. So I was ready to go to other topics or whatever. I had no idea where this was going to go, but that was a pleasant conversation, and I appreciate Shelby coming on. But there's some follow-ups that I wished that I had time, and I was trying to get to. I'm interested in, she mentioned being bullied by conservatives, and maybe that happened. I'm sure that it can happen. There's certainly, I think, remarkably consistent on this. There are people in every group, in every single group that we break ourselves into, liberal, conservative, Christian, atheist, there are people in every group that make bad choices, right? I go through the list of the people in the Bible. In fact, we're going through the book of Psalms, my family and I, and we're reading a lot of David's Psalms. I mean, David was an adulterer and a murderer. God never condoned the behavior. He did say that David was a man after his own heart. There are people that are in any group that can do reprehensible things. And if we're all being honest with ourselves as human beings capable of, who have committed and are capable of great sin, we can do reprehensible things. And so there are people that are doing bad things in any group. The problem, though, what you really want to sniff out and eliminate are the groups that encourage and defend poor or bad choices and behavior. I would contend, and Shelby, this is one of the things I was going to ask her. She was talking about how capitalism and communism have both, whatever degrees they've failed, it's because of some other factor, right? It's because of humans. I heard about this, the leader in the case of communism. I remember my last course in college about, I think it was my senior spring semester. I think it was. Anyway, one of the last courses I took at Butler was a course called Is Capitalism Really Better? And I don't know where I would have asked her that, because I remember at the end of that course, there were 8 of us in the class, 4 girls, 4 boys. The 4 boys, we had a vote. Someone said, let's vote. Is capitalism or communism better? The 4 boys voted, myself included. I identify as a male, and I am a male. I raised my hand and cast my ballot firmly for capitalism. The 4 girls all voted for communism. I'm not saying that all girls are communists. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just giving you the facts. And it was a tie vote, which was problematic to me. But one of the defenses for communism is, well, the ideas are so great, we just haven't had what they call the benevolent leader. We've always had someone in there who just couldn't get it right. The ideas are sound. I'm not saying that they are. I'm saying this is the argument. So I wanted to ask her a little bit about that. She said healthcare is a right. Healthcare is not a right. She's gone to law school. She should know this. A right is not something that you can demand that someone else provide for you. A right is something you have inherently from your creator. That's why you have a right to free speech. I mean, I have a brain. I have my beliefs and ideas and preferences and everything else, and I've got my mouth, and I can say them on here. You don't have to listen to them. I can say them, as I go about my day. I can talk to people on the street about them, in the office place, in my home, or I can choose not to. I have the freedom to say what I want. Now, there's other factors that might say, hey, not the best time to bring that up, that sort of thing, but I have the freedom of speech, not because someone has given me that, but because I have it. I can exercise it. I mean, that should be very, very clear. I have the right, which is the Second Amendment, is built upon the right to protect myself from bodily harm, whether that harm comes at the hands of a common criminal or the crime, the risk, the violence comes at the hands of someone who is representing the government and a tyrant. I have the right to defend myself using a firearm or whatever other means that I can use. I mean, it's, again, you can see I have that inherently. The only way to stop that is for someone to try to physically prevent me from using it, right? Healthcare is not that way. I'm not saying it's not something we should aspire to. I'm not talking about government-run healthcare, but we should aspire to have a country where people can get, can get the healthcare they need as affordably as possible. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when you start saying it's a right and that someone else has to pay for that. Someone else has to provide that. That's no longer a right. The right to petition your government for a redress of grievances. The right to be able to congregate and to assemble with people, whomever you want. You can go protest. You have that right. Again, you can go do it. There's nothing that prevents you from doing it naturally. Only governments or forces can try to prevent that. That's why these things are rights. Rights come from God. There are many good things that are out there. I think it's good for everyone to have a job. You don't have a God-given right to work at a specific company. You don't have a guarantee to be hired by anybody. You have the right to go and do work. There's right to work laws. I have the right, if given the opportunity to work somewhere, I have the right to go and to be able to provide for my family. But I don't have the right to demand someone give me a job and pay me for something if it doesn't fit into their budgets and their plans and so forth. So we could have talked a little bit about that, a little bit more about, her ideology and so forth. But anyway, all in all, I mean, I had no idea where the conversation was going to go. I didn't know. I didn't know if it would be a 5-minute conversation or something that I wanted to continue. So I did want to continue it just for the sake of asking some of those questions. Sorry we couldn't. But again, I want you to know that she didn't sign up for something and then back out. We agreed to do the first segment, which is about 23 minutes, and so that's what we did. So I probably have more to say about this as I gather my thoughts here. But friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels more like juggling than just numbers. Maybe it's not just the math anymore. Maybe it's just managing a bunch of different things, competing sometimes for your attention. And so you've got things like tax planning, you've got estate work, you've got investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference, my friends. May be able to make a difference for you as well. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services give you access to the coordinated team there, Jason and his team. They give you advanced options strategies. They give you private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all of that under one roof, so that it simplifies your financial life, helps you plan for the future, and make sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. Are you ready for that next level of support? If so, visit fullsuitewealth.com. That's Full Suite Wealth, and that's SUITE, by the way. It's not like a chocolates and sweets. Fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. All right. Looking at the clock here, I've got a couple of minutes left. So I would say my takeaways from that conversation with Shelby. Number one, it was, I said I didn't know where it was going to go. It was a better conversation, I don't want to say, than I anticipated, because I didn't really know what to anticipate. So at least we had a conversation. I'm glad that she at least apologized or to some degree backed away from her remarks, saying it's dark humor. I mean, you can assess the thinking and all that. But she didn't stand by them and demand that, you know, like she said, that, you know, help me join this fight. And that's what happens a lot of times in politics. You have some of these politicians say ridiculous things, then they double, triple, quadruple down, and suddenly they've got a rabid base that's ready and willing to defend them to do any sort of behavior, no matter how reprehensible it may be. So I commend her for that. I appreciate her coming on. I still don't know if she got approved by her campaign manager. Her campaign manager did tell me that he didn't want her doing this just yet, or she wasn't ready to have that conversation. But she did reach back out. I give her all the credit in the world. I think that her politics are terrible, and I absolutely would not vote for her. But my friends, at least we can have a conversation with somebody like Shelby. So I appreciate her coming on. Timeout is in order, my friends, getting to the end of the segment. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. In fact, if you don't believe we're conservative, not bitter, I mean, just listen to that interview. I don't know how to prove it, my friends. I didn't want to rake her over the coals or attack her, and we didn't. We gave her a chance to respond, and I enjoyed it. Quick timeout, though. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, I was thinking during the break, what is the right... I mean, if you go back and I've played... I don't want to belabor this, but I know some of you out there, there may... You know, you might not want to see Shelby let off the hook at all. Because, I mean, those initial comments were pretty terrible. Again, let me read them. I'm not going to play the clip. I don't even know if I have the clip handy here. She says, "Hey, MAGA... How bad does it hurt that Jimmy Kimmel is back, but you guys can't get your person back?" And then she said that was her laugh, which, again, I can't play the soundbite right now. I just don't have it pulled up, but I don't know. Listen, so what's the right way? I know that there are all sorts of videos out there of people raking her over the coals. And based upon that video, I say that that's exactly... justifiable. I mean, based upon that. Now, what do you do if she says, you know what? She did say, I appreciate the attention that this has brought me. She's running for Congress. This has brought her attention. But she has apologized too. I don't know. I mean, I think that there should just be a full-throated apology and say, listen, that was wrong of me. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. Especially on social media, I don't understand it. Or writing a message. I mean, I don't have a problem with being, you know, curt or frank or candid, whatever you want to say. But to do a video like that, to cut it and then probably, hopefully, at least look at it and then post it. There's just so many steps that you would think there's screaming out there saying, I probably shouldn't post that. And there's a lot more steps to that than there are coming on this program every day and speaking, right? I've got one filter. The filter is, as I'm thinking about what to say specifically, I mean, I know what I want to get to for the day. I know generally what I want to discuss, but this isn't a scripted show. I don't plan out every statement. This is a conversation with you, right? About the issues of the day and so forth. And how I say something specifically comes out with my brain thinking about it right before I say it, thinking about timing and thinking about, you know, the cadence or the pace, the tone. I got to do all that in real time. And I've never said anything as reprehensible as that. And there's a lot more likelihood that something could happen on this show than to take the time to record a video, review the video, take time to post and upload the video. There's so many checkpoints there. So I know some people think, well, you just shouldn't let her off the hook. And I don't know. I come at this as best I know how. And we didn't get into the issue of faith. I don't want to speak as to what Shelby believes from a biblical perspective because I don't know. I can only say what I believe. You know, what else are you supposed to do? If she acknowledges she shouldn't have done it, you move on. Maybe she's shown she's not fit for office. I think there's other reasons to say people should make another choice in this election in Detroit. But again, I mean, this is not going to be a conservative district to begin with. So anyway, I'm curious to know your thoughts. Share your thoughts with me on the interview. You can email Todd at toddhuffshow.com. You can text 317-210-2830. Again, 317-210-2830. The best way to stay in touch with us, though, is the email newsletter, which we're working on even making that better. The Daily Truth is the name of that. You can subscribe to that. It's totally free. You'll find daily emails, some of the things we discuss on here, some other things happening behind the scenes or just updates. It's the first place that I put most announcements is in that email. It's not a perfect, I mean, sometimes it just depends on the circumstance, but that's the idea. That's the inner circle of the fans. If you're a fan of this program, I encourage you to sign up there. It's totally free. ToddHuffShow.com/truth is where you can go for that. But you could share. I say all that to say you could share if you're a newsletter subscriber. I ask comment or for feedback there. Hey, what do you think about this? Who are some guests you would like me to invite on next? What are some things you want me to ask Eric Trump? Eric Trump's going to join this program tomorrow morning in our second segment as well. So ToddHuffShow.com/truth. It would mean the world to me if you signed up and subscribed there. And it'll get you plugged into a natural way to where we can email. And I check those emails. That's me that's doing that. We'll see. We may need help as this thing continues to grow. But that's where we are, my friends, as I get to the end of this particular break here. You know, one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives have is finding ways to do things that ensure our values align with the things that we do. That includes how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means that they screen out companies that don't align with your faith, your values, so you're not funding things that go completely against your beliefs. Makes a lot of sense. They do the heavy lifting for you, helping to align your investments with your purpose, with your goals. The best part is all you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd, 48financial.com/Todd, complete an assessment, and they'll tell you where your current investments are in regards to how much or if they align with your faith and values today. 48financial.com/Todd. That's the website, my friends. And I've got a wrap up for the day. Sign up for the newsletter if you haven't. Eric Trump joins us tomorrow. If you have questions on that, share them with me. I gave you my email and text number. Let me know what you think, what we can get to on that interview. But I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.